Try fi beg a thing. If you no drop no green, I straight up this thing thing. On a bun traffic, it's a slow rhythm. JCF a move rough, them bust the M16. Some man a drive up and down, them have the latest thing. Machine fits in a them jeans, a show off girls and bling. Smell a marijuana around the corner, them juggling. One madman get team food straight out of the garbage bin. Aye.
An artist called Alborosi. The song that makes the hottest song this week. The song is called Kingston Town.
This a the gun land, blood run cold from the white sand. Concrete a bun, but some parts of your team. But Babylon boy, them kill a youth and one old woman a chance. And while a next set a man start the rat-a-tat-tan-tan. Them dig more grave than rooms up a Hilton. Small community get washed out by a blood storm. Every weekend same routine, one new function. Push them come more dead than 9/11 destruction. Hey. One tiny something, I don't perfect boobs. Them always a smile if you got baby eye. Them a go play you one cheek if you a mama's boy. It's a tough man town, there's no crown and no throne. It's a go lick you down with a dancehall sound. If you a stranger and you drive, make sure you know the route. You don't wanna get salute by a Gundy, Gundy, Gundy.
To come rolls to tell me to come. So she didn't have a daughter, she did have a son. She said the lift doesn't run, run up the stairs and come. And if it don't come quick, you're not gonna know that's fun. So I grab a bunch of rolls and I started to run. Here I come, here I come. Whoa. Whoa. 2 months later, she said, come and get your son. Cause I don't want your baby to come tie me down. Now because you are old and I am young. Yes, while I'm young, yes, I wanna have some fun. Run me down, shouldly waddle.
Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
Now, opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Produced and hand-selected by Brad Savage in the studios of WAPS-FM, the Summit, in Akron, Canton, Youngstown, Athens, Ohio, USA. Presented in this special global edition on the greatest independent radio stations across planet Earth on shortwave via the super-powered Radio Miami International, WRMI in Okeechobee, Florida. On Channel 292 shortwave from Rohrbach, Germany, heard across Europe and Northern Africa. And on the 500-kilowatt WBCQ The Planet in Monticello, Maine, on the Canadian border. On FM and AM via broadcast signals all across North America and planet Earth. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruising the Decades, Brad Savage. If I snare Brad Savage,
there is magic in the airwaves. Welcome to Cruising the Decades, 100 years of popular music history, one song and one decade at a time. All styles, all genres, welcome. I'm your host, Brad Savage. This show is a weekly journey through the power of the airwaves and a great record collection, and appreciating where music and popular culture came from. This is episode number 92 of Cruisin' the Decades. Today on the program, new music by the Beatles. How is that possible? Well, with a little help from fascinating modern technology. Plus, Patti Page from 1952, the original version of a song revived about 15 years ago by the White Stripes. We'll hear from a 90s band from outer space. Yes, these punk rockers were from the planet of Psynot 3. Plus, it's 1923, and people are starting to get a sense of how impactful radio might one day be. Cruising the Decades with a special welcome to listeners on station KPIK-LP in Slayton, Oregon, our newest Cruising the Decades affiliate. KPIK serves the Mid-Willamette Valley region of Oregon, Slayton and Salem and Kaiser, and that brings our total number of stations to 43. Not too bad for this concept that began on shortwave radio less than 2 years ago. Let's get into our first selection today. And as I do a deep dive into each of the eras that we cover, I always find songs looking back at yesteryear. There's always an affinity for nostalgia, even in 1914. Let's listen to Will Oakland and Chorus. From 1914, the dear old songs on Cruisin' the Decades.
Why don't they sing the old songs now, the dear old songs of yore? The songs we sang in happier days, now gone forevermore. Give me a strain of Bonny Doon, with all its banks and braes. And tell of Highland Mary, whom we dearly love to praise. There's something sympathetic in the songs of days gone by, a tenderness that sort of brings the teardrop to the eye. Let springtime come and flowers bloom, the birds sing out their lay. So we babies down by the brook, our own sweet Maggie May.
Our little
Oh, how I love her, none can
comrades with a will. The old familiar sweet refrain, her bright smile haunts me still. And Nellie was a lady is the song I'd like to hear. Each day and every moment now of all the livelong year, I dreamt I dwelt in Marble Hall. Then you'll remember me, and I tonight a widow in the cottage by the sea. Are songs that often solace me when I am sad and lone. They're old songs, but I love them.
Show that parlays an obsessive lifelong collection of records and music history into a global broadcast of one song per decade. For over 100 years of popular recordings, you're hearing Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage on the best radio broadcast signals across North America and the world, AM, FM, and shortwave. This is Cruisin' the Decades.
Thank you.
This is Cruise in the Decades with music history and a nonstop record collection. That is some 1920s blues by singer Rosetta Crawford with the King Bechet Trio. 1923, that's Lonesome Women's Blues. That's Sidney Bechet early on, one of his earliest recordings, and one of just a handful known by Rosetta Crawford. Cruise in the Decades is music appreciation. And also a history lesson, appreciation of kind of where popular culture comes from. And in 1923, there was a publication called Radio Broadcast Magazine that was just getting started, and it was all about this new technology of radio. This is just over 100 years ago, and people are starting to take notice of just how impactful in modern life and society radio might become. I enjoy a particular YouTube channel, the 1920s channel, and a few months ago they posted this, 1923 Radio Snapshots. So let's take a listen as they describe one of these photos in detail. And what they're describing happened in Canton, Ohio, which is right near the Akron studios of the Summit FM, where we produce this show. So this is 1923, and this is from the 1920s channel on YouTube.
These are all photos from 1923 issues of the magazine Radio Broadcast. Radio in the U.S. had only just become popular and mainstream in about mid-1922, so these photos give some glimpses into radio's early days as a well-known medium. Before that, it had pretty much been used exclusively by amateur hobbyists, and it's interesting to see how ubiquitous radio had become only about a year later, and all the different possibilities people saw on radio. These photos were sometimes scattered around the magazines with no further context, and other times they were part of articles I won't feature because they're too boring or technical. So I thought I would share them and their captions. To an ordinarily active person who is forced by accident or illness to pass many long hours of inactivity, a broadcast receiving set is a blessing. William Snyder, repairman for the Bell Telephone Company, broke both arms and legs in a fall from a pole recently in Canton, Ohio. Friends among his fellow workers conceived the idea that a radio set might help to pass the tedious hours. Accordingly, a receiver was installed, and the patient was able to keep in touch with the world beyond his hospital window, hearing the concerts every afternoon and evening. Convalescing hospital patients find radio a great boon. It helps to pass pleasantly the time they must lie in bed or stay indoors.
So that's a caption from a photo in Radio Broadcast Magazine in 1923. And you can see the photograph is someone laid up in a hospital bed and listening to the radio. And there's wires and it's a large device. It would be a few years before they got smaller. But you're starting to see what radio can be in life and society. That's what this show is all about. Music, radio, connection across vast distances through the magic of radio airwaves. As we zoom forward now to 1930, let's listen to Mills 10 Blackberries with a song called Double Check Stomp. This is the Duke Ellington Orchestra under an alias, 1930, Cruising the Decades.
Thank you.
1930, and it's by Mills 10 Blackberries, which is actually Duke Ellington and Orchestra under an alias. That is one of many unusual aliases because Duke Ellington was highly prolific, and sometimes contractually he couldn't issue more records under his own name. So there's a jazz mogul, kind of an agent and publisher, manager, jazz promoter, Irving Mills, that worked closely with Ellington, and he named that particular incognito release the Mills 10 Blackberries. There's other obscure Ellington recordings under the names The Jungle Band or The Whoopee Makers, for instance, or on OK Records, Ellington recorded as The Harlem Foot Warmers. There's a ton of music out there by Duke Ellington and Orchestra, and I've only recently started to dig deeper than ever before personally, and I am quite enjoying what I find, especially those real fast swinging cooking instrumentals like that one. I'm Brad Savage on Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music, cruisinthedecades.com. Find all of our shows and all of our playlists and all of our stations at cruisinthedecades.com. You can submit a request and you can submit a QSL request, a listening reception report. We'll get right back to you. We've got listeners all over the world on our Cruisin' Network. Similar to jazz mogul Irving Mills, here comes an artist named Jesse Stone, best known as a songwriter working closely in the early years of Atlantic Records. Jesse Stone wrote Shake, Rattle, and Roll for Big Joe Turner and Money Honey for the Drifters and Shaboom by the Chords. He wrote some early Ray Charles material. And this song here was his own release in 1949. Louis Jordan also sang this song, but we've got the original Jesse Stone and his Orchestra, 1949, Coleslaw. It's a southern thing on Cruising the Decades.
Down in Arkansas, they serve you coleslaw, chopped up finer than a bale of straw. When you crunch and gnaw, a bunch of coleslaw keeps you chewing like a crosscut saw. Exercise your jaw by eating coleslaw, best old goodness that you ever saw. You can break no law by wanting coleslaw. It ain't nothing but some cabbage raw. It can't be beat, just a simple southern treat. Fine with me, or with anything you eat. Your chops flip flop, you're enjoying every drop. Your teeth go bop, you never stop. Yes, in Arkansas, they serve you coleslaw. That's good strategy without a flaw. It's a cinch to draw a plate of coleslaw. It ain't nothing but some cabbage raw. We'll be right back.
Arkansas. They serve you coleslaw. That's good strategy without a flaw. It's a cinch to draw. A plate of coleslaw, it ain't nothing but some cabbage raw. No bread, no meat. No potatoes and nothing that's sweet. All I want is a lot of coleslaw.
An audio journey, song by song, through every genre of popular music and recorded music history, from swing, jazz, folk, and blues, and the Great American Songbook, to punk, new wave, garage, and alternative. This is the Global Edition of Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. 100 years of music, one song per decade.
What harm was done just as long as he won the prize? Conquest! She was just another conquest. Didn't care whose heart was broke. Love to him was a joke till he looked into her eyes. And then in the strange way things happened, their roles were reversed from that day. The hunted became the huntress. The hunter became the prey. Conquest. Now you know who made the conquest. She with all her female guile led him helpless down the aisle. She had finally made a conquest. And then in a strange way things happened. Their roles were reversed from that day. The hunted became the huntress. The hunter became the prey. Conquest. Now you know who made the conquest. She with all her female guile led him helpless down the aisle. She had finally made a conquest.
This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music, one song per decade, one decade at a time. And that was our 1950s selection this time around, Conquest by Patti Page, a chart topper from 1952, revived in 2007 when the White Stripes did a cover of that song. In fact, that is how I found the Patti Page original. I heard the White Stripes version, went back, found the source material. I love it when great bands pick out kind of cool, obscure songs from the distant past and send their fans searching to hear the originals. It's all about music. It's all about community and bringing people together because there is magic in the airwaves. This is Cruisin' the Decades. I'm Brad Savage, brad@thesummit.fm. You can email me or go to cruisinthedecades.com, submit a song request there, find all of our stations there. This show is produced at a station, an independent public radio station, all music in Akron, Ohio, called the summit. Akron, Ohio is the rubber capital of the world. The founding location of BF Goodrich and Goodyear Tire, Firestone and General Tire, Rubber City, USA. This station, the summit that I speak of, that is my place of full-time employment. And the summit is heard in Akron, Canton, and also in Youngstown, Ohio, which has its own amazing history. And also in Athens, Ohio, the home of Ohio University. So let's move now into the 1960s. Now, 1967, here comes the band known as the Small Faces. The so-called mod groups from the UK, Small Faces, were led by Steve Marriott and Ronnie Lane and Ian McLagan. Later, Steve Marriott left to form Humble Pie. The other members regrouped eventually as Faces, and then they found Rod Stewart, and he came in. Well, this is before all of that, 1967, with the Small Faces, Ichiku Park, on Cruisin' the Decades.
Overbridge your sights to rest my eyes in shades of green. Under dreaming spots to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
But why the tears there?
Tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
With a bun, they all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun and listen. I tell you what I'll do.
What will you
do? I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
Won't that be?
Why go to learn the words of whom?
What will you do there?
We'll get high.
We'll
touch the sky.
But why the tears there?
I tell you why.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get hung up, beat the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun in the sun.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
After amassing an absurd record library that takes up his entire basement, host Brad Savage decided to share over 100 years of music with the world, from super-powered shortwave broadcasters via internet streaming and on the top independent community and music radio stations across North America and the world. This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music.
Won't you scratch my itch, sweet Annie Ridge, and welcome me back to town? Come out on your porch or step into your parlor, and I'll tell you how it all went down. Out with the truckers and the kickers and the cowboy angels, and a good saloon in every single town. Something
to grow up with the country. Across those prairies with those waves of grain. And I saw my devil, and I saw my deep blue sea.
And I thought about a calico bonnet from Cheyenne to Tennessee.
We flew straight across that river bridge last night at past two. Switchman waved his lantern goodbye in the day as we went rolling through.
Billboards and truck stops passed by the grievous angel. Now I know just what I have to do. Pick it for me, James. Cheyenne to Tennessee.
The news I could bring, I met up with a king on his head and an amphetamine crown. Talked about unbuckling that old Bible belt and light it out for some desert town. Out with the truckers and the kickers and the cowboy angels and a good saloon in there.
Something you once told me, and I'll be damned if it did not come true.
20,000 roads I went down, 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 and they all led me straight back home to you.
One of the most tragic tales in the history of both rock and country, because he blended the line between the two better than anybody, the late Gram Parsons. Cruising the Decades from the 1974 second and final solo album. That was Return of the Grievous Angel with Emmylou Harris. She is prominent on that album and a lot of his work. Gram Parsons had also been in the Byrds and highly involved with their seminal album, Sweethearts of the Rodeo. He was in the International Submarine Band, and he was in the Flying Burrito Brothers. And what an amazing hybrid artist of country and folk and rock. Amazing music. If that song piques your interest, you really have to go back and discover Gram Parsons and his amazing legacy, and of course, the subsequent career of Emmylou Harris. You're listening to Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music, one song per decade. Find our playlists and all our past shows at cruisinthedecades.com. Now we're going to go into the 80s, the tragically cool late 1980s, and the Scottish band fronted by William and Jim Reed, brothers, the brothers Reed and the Jesus and Mary Chain, 1989, on Cruising the Decades.
Since I get my head around deep, I come around catching spots of heat.
100 years of music.
One song per decade.
An audio journey through the history of popular recorded music. This is Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage.
From outer space. No, really, the band is Supernova. 1995, they came out with an album called Ages 3 and Up, which was on the indie punk label of the 90s, Amphetamine Reptile, and later picked up by Atlantic Records. So they had a major label shot in the alternative 90s, but they were from planet Psynot 3, and their shtick was you had to bring them Oreo cookies and tinfoil to all of their concerts. And this was pre-internet. I mean, Supernova. I was in high school and I loved these guys and I would follow them around on road trips to different cities. And I just loved that band. It is Math by Supernova from 1995, Cruisin' the Decades. Now, as we move into the 21st century, here's a song by Overseer. This is British DJ and producer Rob Overseer, and I thought this was going to be huge in 2003. It was in a major TV ad campaign for like a vehicle or maybe it was Target stores in the United States, or it might have been an Apple product. I don't know, but it was everywhere, and I thought it was going to break big, and it never did, but it's such a great song. It's called Horn Dog. It is by Overseer. It's 2003. This is Cruisin' the Decades.
Greetings to all record enthusiasts.
Hey!
Studios of the Summit.fm in Akron, Ohio, USA. This is Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage.
Beautiful song from Casey Musgraves from 2018. That was Butterflies. That song is a Grammy winner, Best Country Solo Performance in 2018. That album, Golden Hour, cleaned up like an armload of Grammys and other awards, including Album of the Year that year at the 61st Grammy Awards. She's great. Casey Musgraves on Cruisin' the Decades 2018. So now we'll drop you off in modern day with a song that actually goes back to the late 70s, and it's 30 years in the making. From a technology standpoint, they could not complete this song 30 years ago when the Beatles anthology came out, but technology in the 2020s has advanced to where they could extract the John Lennon vocal and all of the Beatles worked together despite barriers of time and mortality, it is the last Beatles song. One. Now and then on Cruisin' the Decades. Has been written and said about that recording and that production. I think it's marvelous. The last Beatles song, Now and Then. Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music. Check out cruisinthedecades.com and join us again next time.
Over 100 years of music history in the course of just 1 hour.
You've been listening to Cruising the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the Global Edition, produced for shortwave, FM and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA. For correspondence or QSL, contact brad@thesummit.fm. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the Global Edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
For those of you concerned with your health and the new USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all our DJs are genetically modified to bring you best music.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Republicans debating last night for the final time before the voting starts. We didn't know if I'd make it into the show today. You know, the debate was so insane and my live stream was so long. I actually started to lose my voice last night, but it did somewhat recover overnight. And I believe if we all, you know, do the right thing, say the right prayers, whatever, that I will be able to actually deliver today's program. So it's so great to have you here. The big takeaway, you know, if you just want me to bottom line it for you, Trump didn't go to the debate last night. He did an unhinged, sweaty rally instead, and he won last night's debate. And what I mean by that is nothing happened in last night's debate that is going to substantively or materially change the dynamics of this Republican primary in which Donald Trump is winning easily. So it's sort of like if Trump were to die, who else might Republicans vote for? Ron DeSantis, totally weak, not a factor last night. Vivek Ramaswamy, desperate. And once you see the polling data, you'll understand why Vivek was so desperate. Throwing anything he could at the wall to see what would stick, attacking Nikki Haley's daughter, calling Vladimir Zelensky a Nazi. He's Jewish, by the way. And ending, I'll play, you know, we could spend the entire hour playing clips from last night. It wouldn't really do any of us any good because it's so inconsequential. But I'll mention a few things notable that in his desperation, Vivek Ramaswamy went full conspiracy theory, raising this idea that there's a Democratic plan to install Michelle Obama as the nominee, despite the fact that she has said, oh, I'm not running for president. Here is Vivek closing out the debate with a wild conspiracy theory.
From China, I'll keep us out of World War III and then revive national pride in this country. I also want to close with one message to the Democrat Party.
Yeah.
End this farce that Joe Biden is going to be your nominee. We know he's not even the president of the United States. He's a puppet for the managerial class. So have the guts to step up and be honest about who you're actually going to put up so we can have an honest debate. Biden should step aside, end his candidacy now so we can see whether it's Newsom or Michelle Obama or whoever else.
All right,
just tell us the truth so we can have an honest debate.
And the crowd, I mean, I guess, sort of like liking the conspiracy theory. The most honest participant last night, I don't think will shock you to hear this, was Chris Christie. Chris Christie, who has no shot whatsoever. Republican voters don't want sane. They want something else, apparently, 60% of them supporting Trump. Here is Chris Christie so accurately pointing out, you know, this whole abortion debate, 5 weeks, 6 weeks. this is a crazy debate, especially since we aren't actually behaving in a pro-life way after the baby is born. Very accurate. Listen to Chris Christie.
Here's the bigger issue, Kirsten. The bigger issue is, and Tim began to touch on this, we're not pro-life for the whole life.
Right.
To be pro-life for the whole life means that the life of a 16-year-old drug addict on the floor of the county lockup is precious and we should get treatment for her to restore her life.
Correct.
The 52-year-old who's drug addicted should make sure that any of his children who he's passed that addiction on to are treated well, too. Pro-life's not just in the womb, Kirsten. It's for the whole life.